We love you, Bo Cherney.
Shay Serrano, and you are listening to the Ray Ray is Fundamental podcast. I think Ray Ray should change the name of the podcast, but he likes it, so that's what you're listening to.
Ray Ray is Fundamental podcast, episode 88, being recorded May 20. I don't even know what the date is. May
22nd, 2018. Ish. That sounds about right.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, I guess so. Uh huh. So joining me back. After a year, I guess, because I took a year off as well. My part-time co-host, greatest storyteller of all time, Adam Jacoby. What's up?
Not a whole lot, man. Glad that we got Skype figured out. And it's performing about as well as the Houston Rockets as we speak. Well, a little bit of background. At this moment, right now, there are 5 minutes left in the first quarter of Game 4. Houston has 4 points.
To be fair, they're on a 4-2 run right now.
Oh,
that's true.
That's big.
They took about 5 minutes to score it all. So, well, good old Houston.
It is now 14-7, but you know,
oh, big swing.
Here comes the rally.
Whoopee!
Rally engage.
Yes. Oh, how rude of me. I guess. Usar SB Nation, but is an integral part of NBA Twitter. His tweets go viral every 5 minutes or so, basically whenever he tweets. Shrieker Jasty, is that how I say your name?
Yeah, that is my name. Well done.
Thank you. Also known on Twitter as Shrieky Shooter.
Yes, that is my Twitter. Thank you for inviting me on this.
Yeah, we're here to talk NBA Conference Finals, which has sucked thus far. And we're also here to talk NBA draft with his Streaker's favorite team, the Phoenix Suns, and they've sucked over the last few years or so, and whatever else comes to mind. So,
yeah, sounds about right. Sucked over the last few years is actually an understatement, but let's go with that.
Well, who sucked more, the Lakers or the Suns, over the last few years?
The Suns.
Suns, yeah.
Yeah.
They did win 35 games the Lakers did this year, so there is that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although
Suns have the worst record in the NBA this year, so they definitely sucked more.
Did the Suns win more than 17 games in the past few years? Like, every year?
Because, yes. I don't think they quite reached, I don't think they were quite as bad as 17 wins in a season, but they got close.
Which the Lakers did 2 years ago, by the way. So.
Oh, wow. So this is a wonderful contest of who sucks more.
Who sucks more, yeah. And that was, Kobe Bryant's farewell tour. 17 wins.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so that was great. I guess we'll talk about him now, because I'm sure Shrieker is so excited to talk about who the Suns are going to draft in June.
Yes, this is easily the most exciting moment the last week or so for any Suns fans in, like, the last 8 years, which is really, really, really sad. But they have number one pick, and there's an endless discussion of who they're going to pick between Luka Doncic or DeAndre Ayton. And I am firmly on the side of Luka Doncic. I'm ready to adopt him as my next large teenage son. And I hope they pick him. But I suspect that they'll go with the Arizona kid. But I really like Luka Doncic, man. I want to see him next Devin Booker. And that would make me very happy. I want to keep adopting young players and just tweet endless things about them positively for the rest of my life.
So I follow a few Suns fans on Twitter. There are multiple Suns fans on Twitter. Yes, I know. I'm a little surprised as well. Nobody at any point expected the Suns to actually get the number one pick. It was and not in a like. Sort of ironic, like Knicks fans would be like, "Oh, ha ha ha, we're not. They'll find a way to screw this up, ha ha ha." Suns fans were, all right. Let's see how much the draft just. Ray, am I allowed to swear on this one? I forgot.
Sure, you can.
Yeah.
I'll be putting on
let's just see how much this one just f***s us up. there was not a shred of optimism. And then they actually got it. Are you perversely disappointed that you got the number one pick?
No, actually, no. But that's a very accurate assessment of Sun's Twitter. Pretty much every single person was convinced we'd get the number four pick. Maybe the most optimistic ones among us thought number three. But no one dared dream beyond that. But literally until the moment that I saw the Hawks or the Kings being announced at number two, I just didn't believe it. And then immediately I was like, oh my God, they actually did it. I've just never seen things go right for the Suns. And even when they're trying to be successful, but even when they're trying to be so unsuccessful that they end up, being successful like they did last week, getting the number one pick.
Also unsuccessful.
Unsuccessful,
Yes.
I have a lot of experience being unsuccessful. But
that makes two of us.
Yeah. What are we talking about? The Suns? they got that one pick, man. I'm not disappointed. I'm just pleasantly surprised. I honestly didn't know what to even tweet, how to react or how to process it. If I could bottle up that first five or so minutes of how that felt after learning they got the number one pick, because I just my body was not ready or prepared to react that way, because I'm just so used to disappointment from this team.
What's happening to my face? Is this a smile? What?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly how I felt. And then right before, in the hours leading up to the draft, following other Suns fans and seeing, like you said, everyone being pessimistic about how much we're just going to get f***ed by the draft, I realized that, Suns fans during the draft were exactly like Raptors fans playing the Cavs. as soon as LeBron James qualified to the second round of the playoffs and Raptors fans realized that their team was going to have to play him again, they immediately, no one was optimistic about it. They were the number one seed, and they are all like, oh, well, it was a nice run. We had a good year.
It was hilarious. Time they were blowing it up. It's like, game one hasn't even tipped off. But, oh, yeah, it was all right, guys. Let's.
I've never seen fans be as depressed on Twitter as right after game one. It wasn't even after game three.
Yes.
It was just so much sadness. I felt bad for Raptors fans, and that's the first time that's ever happened.
Yeah,
they would have been less sad if Kyle Lowry had gotten run over by the team bus before game one.
Yeah, probably. Because the bus would, depending on where the bus hit there, the bus might have taken the beating.
If it got him in the thickness?
Yeah, exactly. It's a bus versus a truck there.
Yeah. But, unlike the Raptors, the Suns only have one shot at number one. What if they trade the pick? It's been rumored.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way the Wolves are going to trade Towns. I don't think.
I know.
I don't think that's just beyond the realm of normal stupidity.
Well,
if that somehow became a possibility, then I'd trade a number one pick for sure.
I mean, you never know, man. It's the NBA. There are stupid trades every year.
If Towns just goes to them and says all right, I don't like Thibodeau, they just need to fire Thibodeau. It's not even an argument. There's no choosing sides there.
Right.
And, even if, somehow Tibbs was yes, I agree. I will trade you for the number one overall pick. I don't think that he'd be exactly enamored with Ayton or Doncic either. I don't think either of those guys blow his skirt up. So, yeah, that's not happening.
Right. Probably not. I mean, it would be very interesting to see a guy like Doncic playing, playing a guy like Doncic 40 minutes a game his rookie season.
he just quits.
He just pulls back. He's like, just let me go back to Madrid. My life was great, man. Apparently, someone unveiled this at some point during this EuroLeague final. In the last couple of games, apparently he just drinks Red Bull before games or during games. That's his conditioning level right now. He just, I'm curious to see how that would work for him in Thibodeau's system, where he might just pass out. Honestly,
I mean, you're 19. Anything works at 19, right?
Oh God, I miss being 19.
Well, so do I, and that's like I'm 39 now, so it's like 20 years ago for me.
I'm feeling like the effects of like two beers I drank from two nights ago. Mm-hmm. And the two beers I drank last night are yet to catch up with me. That's how like that's how washed I am now.
They're in the queue.
Yeah, exactly. Well, just a backlog of just decay.
Well, that's how I've been all my life because I can't handle alcohol. So that's pretty much well known amongst my friends. Like I cannot handle alcohol. So even at like
that's
20...
a blessing in disguise, man.
Yeah,
yeah, it really is.
Yeah, because I end up being a cheap date. So it's like, yeah. So I was already washed at like 22.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my washedness started soon after that. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Update.
So, yeah, conference finals, right? So speaking of, so we already talked about the Raptors just laying over and letting LeBron walk right into the conference finals.
Seriously, like the Raptors missing like, I don't know, 7-8 layups in the fourth quarter or something was like the Raptors season, the Raptors, quote unquote rivalry against the Cavs. That's what it is right there.
Yeah. And then immediately after that series ended, like the entire fan base was like, all right, I guess we have to blow it up now. Well, they let go of their coach who might win coach of the year. The first, what's the term for it? Like, it's not even a post, I almost said a posthumous.
Posthumous, yeah.
Posthumous, right? That doesn't quite work because Dwayne Casey's not dead.
Rest in peace, Dwayne Casey.
His career, yeah, his Raptors career.
Yeah.
Whatever. He's going to win Coach of the Year. He might be the first NBA coach ever to win Coach of the Year after getting fired in the same season because for some reason the NBA insists on giving out awards like in the middle of the summer now.
It's way too late. Like at the point where nobody cares about them anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're like, hey, remember really this? I guess I remember.
Yeah, for example, James Harden's going to win MVP, and all he's going to get is people just clowning him about how the Western Conference Finals went.
Yeah,
it makes no sense. They don't need to take this amount of time. It's the year of our Lord 2018. Counting votes is easy.
Yeah, I don't know if they think it builds the drama, or I guess they're trying to do the awards show that they did for the first time last year, but like, I really... Can't you do both?
Right.
Announce the award normal time and have your show whenever you want it later.
See, I miss the times where they give it in like the first or second round, and then it becomes more of like a cog to another rivalry. Like when Dave Robinson won the MVP, when people were saying Olajuwon won it, and Olajuwon destroyed Dave Robinson in the Western Conference Finals.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah.
That was exciting.
I miss those times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now we're going to get awards in, like, what, June 27, 28 or whatever, when the season has been over for, like, 2-3 weeks?
And no one's going to care. Why would anybody care?
Yeah.
Yeah, there have been, like, a dozen different storylines between the end of the season and then.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to care more about the draft picks and Summer League coming up, because that's how hardcore we are, basically. But but even then, like, you know, the awards is basically in the background at that point. It's like, oh, yay, James Harden won. Okay, sure. And everyone's going to comment on Twitter.
Hey, do you remember? It's like, really? The best player all season long? Like, okay, have the voting for, like, up to when you announce the award. Here's our MVP based on games that stopped 2 months ago.
Yeah, you can't close the polls and then wait 3-4 months and then announce the results.
You're
basically almost closer to the start of the next season at that point. Like, why care?
Yeah. Pretty soon we'll have the awards in, like, late September by that point, right? Like, they're going to keep pushing it later and later and later, and then it's like, we're not even care anymore, so we don't care now, really.
No.
Yeah. I mean, I want to know who actually watched the awards last year, because I sure as hell didn't.
I don't think
content creators?
Yeah,
I guess, yeah, if that's their job, I suppose, yeah.
Russell Westbrook? All I remember was Wait, no, I don't even remember if this was where, but like there was a meme of KD looking pissed off at some joke.
Wasn't that the ESPYs, though?
Oh, that might have been. See, that's what I was... What the hell? Exactly. We've just proven our point. Like, yeah. No one remembers that.
All right, well, I guess we'll talk Western Conference Finals in Boston. Series tied at 2. But, I mean, you know, we're just expecting LeBron James to run over them in games 5 and 6, right?
I don't know. Because Cleveland got that work in Boston times.
I don't think it'll be blowouts.
Yeah. I mean, Boston looks terrible on the road all the time.
Yeah.
So, I it's going 7 either way, in all likelihood, unless it's Cavs in 6. That might happen. Can Cleveland go to Boston and win there in, like, this pivotal Game 5? Like, with Boston, you know, with the Garden in full-on Boston mode.
Oh, boy.
I am super not optimistic for the Cavs in that sense. So I really have no idea how this is going to shake out. They could win there. And I remember they were favored Game 1 and 2 by, like, a point. But I don't think they.
Yeah, that's fair. I think before the season or the series started, I said Cavs and. But I do think there's an equal chance of either the Cavs winning in 6 or actually the games. So I stick the Cavs in 6. You know, them winning the next 2 games. But part of me, after last night, I had this thought. I really want to see LeBron in a game 7 in Boston, in an elimination. Mm. Like, I just want to see what that would look like. Like, that would be must-watch TV, obviously. So, like, now I'm rooting for that.
That hasn't happened in 10 years. That did happen 10 years ago.
For all purposes, they would, like, be, pressure-wise, it would be that Game 6 in 2012 at the Garden, mm-hmm. where they were down, mm-hmm. which we all know is like, one of the peak LeBron playoff moments. Yeah. So, that's what I want to see. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I feel like we're going to see that next game, really. Like, we'll go, like, 45-15-5 or something like that.
I could see it. I could see it.
He's going to have to, really, I think.
Yeah, I mean, if he does a next game, then he has 2 elimination games he gets to do that, which would also be fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, come on. Like, Boston is doing this without Gordon Hayward and, on some parts, Marcus Smart. Like, I'm super impressed that they got this far.
Yeah, I am too. But I
is the Go greatest ahead. Human being that anyone has ever seen. With their eyes, we're all blessed to live in a time with Brad Stevens in it.
You know what I want from Brad Stevens? A tea.
They joined the Warriors starting lineup.
Right.
Where they have a goatee, apparently.
Apparently, yes. And even Sean Livingston goateed up. he had a 5 o'clock shadow yesterday gone, and he seems like a very baby-faced individual, but it was a pretty robust 5 o'clock shadow. You know, that there's some potential there. Just like one of those. What was his name on the Office? The young guy, BJ Novak. Put one of those on Brad Stevens and have him be the evil coach. Like, I want a heel turn from him. He's still too baby-faced.
Yeah, that would be fun. Evil Brad Stevens. I'm in.
Yes.
For older people that listen to this podcast, Michael Knight and Knight Rider, there was an evil Michael Knight. David Hasselhoff in a goatee.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. And I believe Superman. Evil than a goat as well. Yeah. Anyway, but I want him like to I want people to think of him not as like a genius coach, but like a nefarious coach,
evil mastermind.
Right. So, how did he get Kyle Korver to shoot 0-for-17 in Game 6? How does this happen? You madman! I want that.
Yeah, what is he putting in the Gatorade?
You can't rule it out. Not with evil Brad Stevens.
For Stevens. Yeah, what annoys me... Okay, so the Celtics team... No, I mean, Brad Stevens is legitimately very good at coaching, and that's really annoying. And the Celtics team is going to be so good for the next 5 years, and it's scary. And Boston fans are going to unleash a hell unlike we've ever seen.
Yeah.
One we've ever seen over the next 5 years.
Yeah.
Denver versus Philly fans is going to be a thing for the next 5 years. Prepare yourselves.
This is Ben Galbraith with Sports Illustrated. You're listening to Ray Ray is Fundamental Podcast.
But imagine the Lakers get good in the next couple of years, because... That's going to get even worse.
Oh, them into the equation, too.
Yeah, I don't want that. I don't want that at all.
Yeah. Okay. I don't speak like this, but...
Honestly, I feel like we do, on some level, need the Lakers to be good, because I sort of pity them a super amount right now.
They also have some likable guys on their team right now.
Yeah, they've got a few. They legit have a few. But as... Kirk Seriousface was mentioning, like, they're right now they're vote counting on the second team of the NBA All Rookie League. Pat Riley didn't die for this. All right, this is not Showtime. This is Lakers.
Stars Lakers. Cinemax.
It's not even Skinemax. It's like, oh yeah, Max just... More Lakers.
We
need to restore a little bit of dignity to that franchise and its fans. Just a little bit.
Yeah, so excited for second team all rookie Lonzo Ball.
I mean, I don't want them competing for championships, because then they all morph into Lakers guy, you know. Yeah. You don't need that. But like let's just like level them into
good enough get Toronto Raptors second round.
I was thinking more Chicago Bulls, 45 wins a year, draft in the middle of the, you know.
So purgatory. Okay.
Yeah.
7-8 every year. Yeah, NBA purgatory, where it's like you're not good to win a ship, but you're not bad. It's a good high draft pick.
Yeah. Right. I'm in for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay.
Just get them to trade for Tom Thibodeau. That'll work.
I mean, it really would be that simple.
Yeah, like, play Lonzo Ball for... Oh, LeVar Ball would love that. Like, play him 45 minutes a game? Like, he's going to love that for
a second. He would love that until like, Lonzo Ball, like, is tired in, like, game 44 of the season, and then the vitriol that LeVar Ball would throw at... Thibs' direction would be amazing.
Yes.
I would very much want to see that.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Tips to the Lakers.
Especially right because now. You know LeVar Ball is going to be pissed when Derrick Rose starts getting more minutes than Lonzo.
Oh, man.
As a Laker fan, I really don't know what to say. I'm just like, this is kind of amusing, but not also. So, you know.
Like, it's too plausible to be that funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's a little too real.
I mean,
like,
this could actually happen.
We're speaking it into existence.
Oh boy, that's what it is. Yeah. So, what else are we gonna talk about?
The other conference finals.
Yeah, saw Klay Thompson. I think he hurt his ankle right now.
Klay Thompson. Yeah, I just saw from Twitter about that. Not sure what.
Yeah, he landed badly after a layup, but it seems okay. I don't think it's anything like.
Well, he walked to the locker room.
Yeah.
And as we all know, if you can, you're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I wonder who I haven't watched at all the game yet. I wonder who's announcer. I bet you he's like.
Yeah, it's
like misdiagnosed. That's like a torn ACL already.
Yes.
Yeah.
Reggie loved that.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, I think the West they have separate teams, right? Like the West will have. Marvin, Reggie, and Chris Webber, I think.
Oh, right. Dream team there.
Yeah.
I bet you the call there was Marv Albert going, oh no, Steph Curry. Hurt his left hand.
5 minutes later, Reggie's like, I think that might have been Clay.
And then Chris Webber's like, I don't even. Chris Webber is still continuing the run-on sentence that he started 5 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I love Marv Albert, but man, he's getting all those black guys mixed up, man.
Yeah. He's gotten pretty old now.
Yeah. How old is he? I don't even know how old he is. Like, I know Huey Brown's like 8 years old. Marv Albert. I'm going to look it up.
He's 76. I feel like his eyes are running. Like, nice.
Every year that. That's a hard subject, though. Like, yeah. That's, I was looking at 6 when he was 50. Oh, that's a lot more than I thought that he made it to. But Marv Albert has, let's say, made the most out of his years. I mean alcohol, is what I mean.
Yeah, Marv Albert, I think he's a little... read, Marv Albert's had a life.
Yeah.
Done some things.
He's old enough that people have forgotten about all the weird sex stuff that he did.
Yeah, that's right.
I only heard about that like a year ago.
That's why I got fired from NBC in the first place, was because of that.
Yeah. Like, it was, people sort of focused on like the wigs and the biting, but like it was rough if you really wanted to dig into it. So yeah, I'm eager for him to get back off TV for two reasons.
I am done with Marv Albert.
Yeah, I mean, when you have Carmen on your roster, on your announcing roster, right?
Yeah, Carmen's great. Ina's good.
Yeah, so why not put him there?
Announcing crews in general right now are just so bad,
dude. You have Doris Burke on ESPN doing sideline reporting when she should be the analyst.
Yeah, she's consistently good. And then I think on the most common ones right now among them, I think Brent Berry's like the only one who's legit, like also consistently good. But Doris Burke needs to basically take over.
Yeah, she's like Huey Brown level.
Yeah.
I'll take that every time.
Mm-hmm. Apparently James Harden just did something crazy because the timeline just erupted.
Harden has 19 points on 30...
Draymond.
What's that?
He did?
What?
Yeah.
What?
That was on Draymond, right?
I didn't see it.
Oh, I mean, it was nasty. And it was an and one. I think it was Green on the defense.
Oh, I hope it was.
Whose idea was it to record a podcast on 6 p.m.? I'm kidding.
Yeah. We're just, the entire thing is just going to be as like live reacting to plays, and which always translates.
We did that auditory medium. We did that 3 years ago, actually. When we had the awesome Robbie Callen, who works for Dime Now. We were reacting to the DeAndre Jordan being kidnapped.
Oh God!
What the night was?
Yeah, we were recording during that time, and it's like, oh, what's happening now? And we're just like looking through Twitter, and that's all the podcast was.
He was easily a top five Twitter night.
Oh yeah, I'd say far. So. Especially when the tweets started coming from inside the house, just legendary.
Oh God, yeah. Oh, players started getting involved. Oh.
Yeah, but there were like routinely like 15, 20 seconds of dead air during the Calend episode.
Yeah, they were just like, "What's happening now? What's happening now?" I think JJ Redick just like, tweeted a plane emoji or something or whatever.
Oh, then when Paul Pierce shut it down with the fucking
huge rocket,
the JPEG, the local JPEG emoji.
Yeah.
Incredible. Oh my God, I just saw the dunk.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I was looking away. We're talking about planes and rockets.
Well, a rocket just took off and
Yes, sir.
Thank you for that.
I'm about ready to end this episode of that.
Fair.
Oh, man.
I didn't know it would be me ending this episode. I thought it would be a joke from
I mean, Jacoby could tell you if he wanted to.
That's kind of what I was getting at here. Like, come on, Adam. I want reasons to just get really angry right now.
Oh man, I don't have.
I didn't
prepare anything. Yeah,
you did the video story recently. That. I can't believe I watched the whole thing, and then just
no. We all.
It was. I'm honestly impressed. I mean, this is what my reactions to you whenever I read your like read storms or these stories. They're always like a very rare mix of just admiration and also contempt that like I almost never feel. I never feel that emotion, but you somehow unlock that and at an all time peak in that during that video.
That's called customer satisfaction, my friend.
Yeah, I think that was actually. But I Adam used to tell stories on this podcast, and everyone that listened was just like, "Why did I listen to your podcast?"
Yes.
Yeah,
that's a common reaction.
It was awful.
It was
actually
great.
It was great, but also awful. You know what I mean? Like you should admiration and contempt. It was great and it was awful. Mm-hmm. It was good and it was bad.
The best of times and the worst of times.
Yeah.
Dude, that is an incredible way to describe your stories.
Yeah. And on some episodes, we would have Zach Harper, and he would tell a story too after Adam, and I was just like, two of these today. Great.
Zach is a talented individual.
He very much is, yeah.
At the customer satisfaction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I think we had Lana Berry on the podcast, and Adam was ready to tell a story, and Lana just kept going, no, no, you know? Like, he would...
Yes.
Yeah. He would...
What is this?
That was my phone.
What was that song?
That was my phone.
Oh, is that She Got the Look?
No, it was Free Your Mind in Vogue.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
That's my ringtone for... Unknown numbers.
Wow.
Yeah.
I haven't heard my ringtone in like years. It hasn't been off silent in.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you for joining Team Silent here. I've been on that for years and years, and so now it's at the point where I have contempt for people with their ringtones. Not everybody, but you. Right.
Okay.
Everybody but you.
I was gonna. But sorry, I forgot to turn off my phone during this time. Usually I do, but for some reason I just forgot today. But yeah, Lana was just like, no, I don't want to hear it. I'm just like, well, I want to hear it. And she ended up like crying the first minute, and then the story was like 10 minutes long or something like that.
she was not happy with.
She was not. And then she went on like a 5 minute thing about like, well, how do you do these stories?
Good times.
Yeah. We'll end it on that note, and Shrieker, go ahead and, well, there's, you're only writing on Medium. That sounded really bad, I'm sorry, y'all.
No, it's true. I mean, I also haven't written anything on there in like a year, so okay, I'm not writing anywhere right now.
I'll just do the plug for you. Yeah, follow Shrieker on Twitter. What's the Twitter name again?
Shrieky Shooter. Follow me, and then let me know if you're going to unfollow me immediately, because once you see a terrible thing. Give me a shout out.
Right. And Adam, what about you?
Let's see. I, like Streaker, I have not written in many, many months. Mm-hmm. But I still own a stake in GoIowaAwesome.com, so I demand that all of you read that for all of the latest and greatest Iowa Hawkeye news, because everybody that listens to this podcast is definitely an Iowa Hawkeyes athletics fan. Definitely. So yeah, that's hour two is going to be nothing but the Hawkeyes. And you're not allowed to hang up. And Twitter at Adam_Jacoby, Jacob with an I at the end.
Yeah, we have kidnapped your families, and if you stop listening in the second hour while we only discuss Hawkeyes, we will hurt.
Oh yeah, it's frighteningly illegal what we've done to your families.
By the way, the underscore important under Adam Kobe's name, because if there is, what is it? A forensics? Who is that guy?
Yeah, it's a forensics professor in Wisconsin who does not enjoy me or the things I do on Twitter. He's had me blocked for several years.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why? What'd you do?
It's not what.
No, it's just because people would, like, you know the way people talk to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's very fair of him. I realized what he liked to have angry people being like, this is the worst story I've ever heard at Adam Jacoby. Yes.
Well, it was even worse a few years ago back when I was the college football columnist, because people would be like legit angry at me. And not like in the fun way that you're supposed to respond to puns, but like, what you wrote was the worst thing I've ever seen. You're dumb and you should be chemically castrated. all because, like, I ranked Michigan State fourth instead of third. Yeah, yeah, you know, just cool, cool, really cool fan stuff like that.
Yeah, you're telling me the internet didn't react reasonably to something?
Yes, college football at that.
Oh, sort God.
Of, yes. Yeah. Imagine that.
So I went anyway. I went to Wisconsin Adam Jacoby's Twitter, just looked through his posts and everything. It just says, that's Adam underscore Jacoby. That's Adam underscore Jacoby. No, that's not me. That's Adam underscore Jacoby. It's all, like, pointing to you. That's all his tweets were for a while.
Yeah. That's not an exaggeration.
Yeah.
So I feel bad for that guy, and so I don't want him to go through that anymore. Shouts out to Professor Jacoby.
Yeah, this entire episode is dedicated to Professor Jacoby.
Mm-hmm. And follow me on Twitter at TheNoloCast. Follow the podcast Twitter at RayRayIsFun, because you cannot fit RayRayIsFun the middle on Twitter as a handle, because they only allow 16 characters. So, but I promise you, RayRay is fun. I think.
Yeah, which one is it? Are you fun or fundamental, man?
Both. Why not both? Why can't I be both? Yeah,
you're like reading.
Yeah, exactly. Well, reading isn't fun for people, but, you know.
Fun for everybody. Okay. Reading is fun.
You're mental. Riff.
Riff, baby.
Okay, let's end the show with, hey, what was that you needed to say, Adam Jacoby, before we end the show?
Oh, God. There's no need to be bugging. When it's a Ninja Turtle, you're hugging.
We are out of here! Thanks, Speaker.
What? I have questions.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Shriek.
No, I actually don't want the answers. Bye, guys.
So you probably noticed that we went straight to the interview. Usually I do an intro for the podcast, right? So, anyway, right now it's May 24th, 2018, 2 days after the interview with Shrieker. And the reason why it's a little late this time around is because a good friend of ours passed away, took his own life yesterday. 2 days ago, actually. His name is Bo Cherney. He was a friend, a past guest, actually, for my old podcast, Chronicles of Karate, for the NoLookPass.com, a few years ago. He was a Hawks beat writer. And, again, he took his own life, 2 days ago. Was only 25 years old. This is tough. So, I met him in Summer League 2013, and, it was funny because, I was writing a piece, on Media Row, and the Media Row was nearly empty. I didn't even notice that. So I looked around, and to my left, were three guys laughing at me. It was, Robbie Calland, Cole Patty, and Bo Cherney. And, they took a picture of me, and they captioned it Forever Alone. And I thought it was really funny. I would meet them formally, a few minutes later. And, you know, I noticed Bo was always smiling. He was that type of guy. He's the smiling type. And we would end up, you know, we'd talk hoops, we'd talk wrestling. Really, really good guy. I also know that, he came out as gay, I think, that year also. I had no idea he was struggling, and, you know, I really wish that, we could have done more to help him, and, you know, we've kind of failed him. So, you know, I just want to say that if you are struggling, you know, please reach out for help. And I've offered my help. Like, they can talk to me, because, you know, that's what I kind of do. Like, I want to help too when I can. But yeah, Bo is a really good guy, and we lost a good one. We really did. He's a really, really good person, and he was such a kind guy. Like, I've really never, you know, seen him, you know, get mad at anything. But yeah, really, really intelligent guy. Really good guy. Only 25. He had a world ahead of him, but I'm not sure if he felt that the world accepted him. So yeah, I'll put a link on the entry. It's a fundraiser for Bo Cherney in his name for the Lost and Found Youth, which ends homelessness in Atlanta for the LGBTQ youth from 13 to 25. So I'll put the link there, and you know, please donate, and at the very least, please share it. Please share the link. So, Bo, we're gonna miss you. We love you, man.